Blue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
On the huddle this evening, Josie Pagani and Matthew Hooton. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Matthew, so many people are suggesting, you know, so many commentators are saying, can Andrew Little see this out? We're, what, 50-odd days out from an election. What do you think?
Well, there's another poll coming out tonight on another network. If that is as bad as the poll last night on TVNZ and the one that was leaked today, the Labour
Party internal poll
that showed them at 23% and Winston Peters at 16% and the Greens at 15%, then I would expect Andrew Little will resign at caucus tomorrow. My understanding is that the Labour Party caucus does want him to resign. However, that all depends upon Jacinda Ardern indicating overnight that she would, in fact, take the leadership if he resigned. If Jacinda Ardern will not agree to take the leadership if he resigns, then he may not resign, but he may then face a challenge by another MP.
Wow. Josie Pagani, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, you're listening to the Labour MPs that you just talked to then. You know, this whole show of unity, I mean, being blindfolded in unity as you head over the edge of a cliff isn't unity for any purpose whatsoever. I mean, I think it's time for one of them, and as Matthew said, if it's not Jacinda, one of them needs to stand up. Better to go into this election and lose not so badly and stand for something and be a Labour Party, not a left bloc, you know, not a member of the Greens left bloc, but go out and just campaign as a Labour Party. Stand up for Labour principles, whether it's talking about jobs or wages or regional development, and talk about that. And you know, lose a little, you won't lose quite so badly. But this idea that, that you try and just hobble to the election, come what may, will just look even more cynical. I mean, I really think that, that the public would rather that Labour went, yep, we've actually got to change not just the leader, but the party, and we're starting to do that tomorrow.
The reason,
let's not wait till after the election, start tomorrow.
The reason I think that Andrew Little does really need to step down, if he cares at all about the Labour Party, is that on the poll last night, and certainly on the leaked poll, and on the poll that is coming out tonight, it is extremely unlikely that even he would be in Parliament. It is unlikely he will be in Parliament after the election. And that's completely obvious now looking at these polls. And so that makes a total farce of him, for example, participating in leaders' debates with Bill English when everyone knows that he's not going to be in Parliament.
And so, I think the problem is that, yeah, that they want to protect Jacinda's brand and have her come in as a sort of clean.
She's far too soon. She's too young, isn't
well, she? She is.
And also, Rach, the other thing is that she doesn't really want it.
She's made that quite clear.
If you don't want this job, for God's sake, stand aside. Because it's, you know, I heard somebody else say today that the worst job in politics is to be leader of the opposition. Bollocks. The best job in politics is to be leader of the opposition. Go out and stand for something. Fight for what you believe in. If you don't want it, don't take it. Let somebody else do it.
She is not too young. This is some ridiculous image she portrays for some reason, that she's this youth who DJs at Golden Dawn.
I'm not sure she portrays that. I think it's just that she, you know, she's never been in a government.
She is 37 years of age.
Pretty young to be a prime
minister. The age that she was.
Well, Macron's younger.
At 37, Helen Clark was facing Roger Douglas across the cabinet table fighting for the health budget. When Ruth Richardson was 37, she had never been in government. She was standing against Don McKinnon for the deputy leadership of the National Party and reforming the National Party's economic policy. Though, Jacinda Ardern, if she's not prepared at 37 to step up and behave the way people like Ruth Richardson or Helen Clark or Lila Hare would have, then she is a joke as a politician.
And also, I mean, I think that, you know, she's been deputy leader for a while now. She was brought in to try to have her popularity rub off on Andrew's unpopularity. Well, it looks like the opposite's happened, or not enough of that has happened. So yeah, she hasn't said anything that has really changed the conversation for Labour. There needs to be a leader who's going to come in, not just change the leader, change the party. If she's up for doing that, and I haven't had an indication that she is, but if she is, then she's the right leader. But if she's not, then it needs to be somebody who's prepared to do the hard work. And if that's a transitional leader, whether it be David Parker or anybody else, if they're going to come in and be a transitional leader, do the change that's needed, return the Labor Party to its base and return the Labor Party to Labor, then so be it.
David Parker would make an excellent leader of the Labor Party, and at the moment he is definitely out.
Really?
He is definitely out of Parliament. He needs, if he wants to get, he would have all the incentive in the world to fight hard in this election, unlike Andrew Little, who has given up.
I'm sure that's fair. I don't think Parker would step up. I don't think Parker.
Well, Parker's out of Parliament. He has no chance of returning at the moment with Andrew Little as leader.
On the list, that's right. But the reason he would be good, I think, is that he's somebody who is prepared to stand up and lose. And we've seen, you know, in elections across the world, people want politicians to stand for something. If they're prepared to stand up and even face electoral defeat, to actually stand for stuff that they really believe in, Parker's the man to do that, I think.
And Jacinda can go DJing and...